Now, during the course of the meeting, I've been talking with Councilor Haller about how we would approach this. As we listen to each and every one of you, certainly very attentively, and there's more, I think there's more of a split than what most councilors had previously perceived on the council floor on this issue. And one of the things that I'm quite pleased about today is that both sides are willing to talk, though there's been some very provocative and passionate statements on both sides, and we have felt some of the arrows that have come by this body. I think it's quite important that we take as close a look at this, and this is the first hearing that we've had, and initially when I had said to Councilor Rushton last week that I would take this up immediately, as soon as we could, so that we could get a vote. It was my impression last week, because we sent it to not only to committee, but that it be advertised, and there's a timetable on that. And my concern here is that we do have information. But I don't think that from my vantage point, nor do I think from Councillor Haller's vantage point, nor Councillor Clancy's, who I've spoken with 1 hour before the meeting, as to what and how we should vote. And it was one of Councillor Clancy's suggestions, he had indicated to me, along with to Councilor Haller, that if we didn't come up with an answer today, that we'd like to take a site visit. This has been proposed by several people who have come before the body, and I think that that certainly is important. Above and beyond the interests of both sides getting together, which I think is imperative, that this subcommittee will have a site visit in the historic area of Montvale. We will walk the area. We will take a look at all of the sites as well as the neighborhood. I think that's important. It's not a delay in tactics. It is important that we really see this up close. We have enormous respect, this subcommittee does, for everyone that's here, including all of the parties on both sides, whether it's the Historical Commission or the Antiquarian Society. It goes without question. But I also think, after listening to everyone, that it is equally as important for me to engage with the administration, including the city manager, to take a very, very close look at this, as hard a look as we can, to see if there are alternatives that will be brokered and that will be helpful to having this brought to resolution. And I'm confident that we will fast track this and we will work diligently, but we have, again, this particular timetable, which I wish the council, and it's always easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. At one time I was a Drew Bledsoe fan, but no longer. He had those Drew Bledsoe feet, but I'm a Tom Brady fan. Though after this last Super Bowl, not so much. But I do think that, in all seriousness, that I will engage with the administration, particularly the manager, to take a very, very hard look at this. And, again, the problem is that we have voted to advertise. That's on for tomorrow. I'm going to hold the item because I think we need more time. I think both sides needs more time, and I think that that's important. And it's not a political delay. It's a delay because we have a split down the middle here. There are both sides are passionate, intelligent, and want the right thing to happen. And I'm not so opposed to seeing other historical districts in the city of Worcester, even though Mr. Tetler thinks that that might be the demise of the city to a certain degree. I think that would be great. I think that would be a wonderful thing. But I do think that this needs a harder look. And it might even need more than one delay by this week. And I would appeal to my to Councilor Rushton and to Councilor Rosen today that if it comes back the following week, and I don't want to have a long delay here, that we give the amount of time that is needed to come up with the appropriate resolution. Politics is part of the nature of anything that goes on in government. And whether it's a city issue or a neighborhood issue or a historical issue or an expansion issue, we need to send the right message. And the right message is we want to make the correct decision. And if we need a little more time, everyone should be a little patient, including the city council. A little more patient. Let's try to work this out, and let's get it done correctly, opposed to having two sides that I think are not that far away. I really honestly believe that. I think that we can come up with a resolution, and I'm hopeful of that. And for those that I've talked to over the past week, I said to each and every one of you that I would be open, I would be fair, and balanced. This may not make some happy and others happy. I'm not sure where it falls, but I do think it is a responsibility of this subcommittee, and I'm pleased that I have the support of Councilor Haller on this issue, and I believe I will also have the support of Councilor Clancy that next Monday, Councilor, I would do it sooner, but unfortunately, Councilor Clancy is in Arizona. He'll be watching the Sweet 16, and not his daughter, because she's a little older than 16, the tournament. So he'll be back by then, and we'll be in the district, and I would say it would...
any time you want is fine with me.
I'd say 12 o'clock noon might be... an appropriate time. I'm trying to make a guess. I could do it in the morning, and that's not a problem for me. Everyone was here this morning, but I'm not sure what everyone's schedule would be. But if it changes, we could go at 12, or we could. I think that might sort of cover the middle of the road here, opposed to 10 o'clock in the morning, where most people are at work and have to miss court and have to go to their chiropractor and whatnot. People do take lunch.
Where would you like to meet, Councilor?
Where would we like to meet? Oh, boy, there's another issue, isn't it?
Why don't we meet at... we can meet at 90 Park, or we can meet at 1 Montvale, which is the...
Ms. Lambert said she suggested 90 Park.
Okay.
She was the one that sort of
extended the invitation.
She extended the invitation, so I'm going to take advantage of her extending the invitation.
And Mr. Chairman, would your intention be that after the tour we'd come back to council to meet additionally, or would that be the full meeting?
Well, we'll decide on that day.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
We'll decide on that day. But again, I appeal to my colleagues. I mean that sincerely. The discussions on the East sometimes are a little more heated than this, but I could feel the passion in the room. No question about that. I'm very sensitive to this issue, and I was poring over many of the reports last night, and I intend on poring over more of them in the coming days, because I think it's that important. And with that, we will call this meeting to a close. Yes, and we'll hold the other items because we're 2.5 hours into this, and I don't think that we have many from any other place but here. Okay? All in favor?
Aye.